Hello and welcome. This is the top five on Press TV. Now, Russia's permanent representative to the United Nations says the Syrian government has each and every right to remove the threat to the safety of its citizens.
The government of Syria has every right to try and remove the threat to the safety of its citizens. The suburbs of Damascus cannot remain a hotbed of terrorism.
Vasily Nebenzia made the remarks at a UN Security Council meeting. He added that Russia's operations in Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta do not violate the Security Council resolutions. Nebenzia stressed that the terrorists in Syria use civilians as a human shield. The Russian envoy's remarks come as the U.S. ambassador to the UN has warned if the UN Security Council fails to act on Syria, Washington is prepared to act unilaterally.
The United States remains prepared to act if we must. It is not the path we prefer, but it is a path we have demonstrated we will take, and we are prepared to take it again.
Haley's comments come as the U.S. has circulated a draft resolution at the 15-member council that demands an immediate 30-day ceasefire. It also asks U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres to, quote, urgently develop proposals for monitoring the implementation of the ceasefire and the movement of civilians. Now to discuss that further, we are joined by Edward Corrigan from the International Rights, an international rights lawyer, joining us live now. Thank you very much, Mr. Corrigan. First of all, we see that the U.S. is trying to call for an immediate ceasefire at a time when the Syrian government is trying to regain control of eastern Ghouta, which has been under the control of terrorists for a few years, and the Syrian government has been quite successful in doing so.
Well, eastern Ghouta now they've split it into three parts, so it's the last sort of stronghold the Islamic rebels have near Damascus, and it's on the verge of collapse. So the Syrian government, in my view, is correct to secure Damascus, because the rebels have been shelling Damascus on a regular basis and killing civilians, and this is intolerable for any country. Now, there is a previous Security Council resolution which was passed, but it calls for a ceasefire, but it specifically excludes groups that are called terrorists. So groups that are tied to Al-Qaeda, people from the Al-Nusra Front and the Islamic State are classified as terrorists. So there are, as the Russian ambassador noted, the Syrian government is perfectly, it's allowed to attack terrorist groups, especially when they're committing, you know, shelling and attacking civilians. So eastern Ghouta is important for the Syrian government, but it's specifically the terrorist groups that are there are excluded from the UN Security Council resolution. And it's, you know, once east Ghouta has been split into three parts, it'll only be a matter of a short period of time before the Syrian government will secure the whole area. Now, what's interesting is the Syrian government has allowed a number of fighters that were formerly associated with the Al-Nusra Front, 13 fighters and their families, were allowed to evacuate from east Ghouta. And what the Syrian government has done with the support of the Russians is has negotiated agreements for the Islamic fighters, people Al-Nusra Front, Al-Qaeda, whatever, to exchange withdrawal from the area so they can go to another part of Syria. And that would, you know, spare the life of civilians. And it's probably something the Islamic groups in East Ghouta would be considering in a very short period. To me, the Syrian government actually should capture them and you know, fight these terrorist groups as they are classified and get them out of the fighting completely. So, but the Syrian government has been actually fairly, I think, moderate and responsible in allowing these evacuation agreements, which preserves civilian life and restores the territory to the government of Syria. Syrian government controls most of the major population areas. The Kurdish guerrillas who were fighting in cooperation with the Syrian government against the Islamic State control much of eastern Syria. But there is still fighting with the Turks in, was it Afrin, And there's rumors that the United States is making a deal with Turkey to abandon the Kurds in Manbij. So you have a lot of players going on. There's fighting. The Turks are pursuing their attacks against the Kurds, which is a clear violation of the Security Council resolution, because the Kurds are not classified as a terrorist group, but the United States seems to be silent on that. Of course, Turkey is part of the NATO alliance. You have, so there's a lot in play. The Kurds, who have a lot of legitimate grievances, are not in a military position to compete with the Turkish army. They're being bombed. The Turks have much better equipment. The Americans are not going to, in my view, intervene on behalf of the Kurds. They have been supporting in an attempt to actually fragment Syria. And of course, the Americans are still playing a dirty game in that they claim they're fighting ISIL, the Islamic State, but they tend to be bombing Syrian army positions, Syrian civilians, which has got nothing to do with ISIL. ISIL basically has been destroyed by the Syrian government and their allies, Hezbollah, and of course the Russian Air Force. And the Kurds have been very, very effective at destroying ISIL too. So the United States is definitely playing a dirty game, claiming that they are fighting ISIL, when in fact most of their attacks, in my opinion, have been against the Syrian government or perhaps in support of the Kurds at certain points. But so you have this terrible mess that's going on, and the United States is being very selective. And there is reports that when Al Nusra Front used had poison gas, but then that hasn't been given the coverage in the North American press, nor has the United States acknowledged that. But they're threatening to bomb the Syrian government if in fact poison gas is used. So that gives the Islamic terrorist groups a great incentive to use terrorist gas in order to blame the government. So you have a false flag that would give the French and the Americans the excuse they're looking for to start bombing the Syrian. But the Russians have said they're going to protect the Syrian government, as which are their ally, and not going to allow, hopefully, the partition of Syria. But you have a lot of areas of conflict. There's very much up in the air, and of course it's a real mess. And how far will the Americans go to support their Kurdish allies? How far will they go to attack Syria? They've accomplished a major goal, in fact, the destruction of the country, but now they're still working at the removal of Assad, and also probably the partition of Syria, which I think is their end goal.
Okay, but now, Mr. Corrigan, excuse me to interrupt you, but let's focus more on the situation in Eastern Ghouta. How far do you think the draft resolution that the United States has proposed for the 30-day ceasefire, how far do you think that can go, considering all the points that you just mentioned, including the fact that Russia also says that the Syrian government has a right to ensure the safety of its citizens?
The Security Council resolution is dead in the water. The Russians will most undoubtedly veto it, which kills the resolution. I suspect the Chinese may join them in a veto of the resolution. And it's a clear violation of what was previously proposed, where the Syrian government is allowed to defend itself against terrorist groups. And al-Nusra is tied to al-Qaeda. If there's Islamic State people, the Islamic State people have sort of tried to transform themselves into other groups, but they're still all linked to the Islamic State or the other groups, and they're all classified as terrorists, which means that it's perfectly legal in the context of the Security Council resolution for the Syrian government to take out these terrorist groups and to move them away from Damascus, especially when they're shelling civilian areas in Damascus itself. So this resolution is not going to go anywhere. And the Americans know this. So it's a propaganda move to put more pressure on the Syrian government, and it remains to be seen how far it's going to go. But as I said, the Americans are having a double standard. If al-Nusra is using poison gas, they're not bombing it. They're not even talking about that. And they have been supporting and transferring people from ISIS from out of the country and bringing them to other places to train them and try to transform them into some sort of other group that they can use against various countries, possibly to bring them back into Syria. So the Islamic State and the Islamic groups are almost finished. So the Americans are trying to stall time to allow them to regroup. But yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Corrigan. We're running out of time. Your insights are always appreciated on Press TV. Now.